This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed late last week that Wisconsin was one of 21 states that had its election systems targeted by Russian hackers during the 2016 election.
But today, the agency reversed course, stating that the Russians instead attempted to hack the State Department of Workforce Development. The course correction came today as the Elections Commission offered apologies to state residents.
Patrick Marley is with us now to tease out some of the confusion about the story. He's a state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, this got a little twisty-turny over the last few days, didn't it? What was the initial statement? What happened from the Department of Homeland Security?
So Homeland Security called 21 states on Friday to inform them that they were their election systems had hacking attempts from the Russians or people working on behalf of the Russian government. Wisconsin previously believed that it was not one of the states. In June, Homeland Security had said there were 21 states. Wisconsin officials had said they had been contacting Homeland Security, and Homeland Security had said states that were affected had been contacted. So Wisconsin officials concluded that they had not been the target of these attacks. Then on Friday, got this call. Wisconsin officials made it public, and we learned which states were targeted here. Today, the Elections Commission met to talk about this, among other things, and in the course of the meeting, produced an email that had come from Homeland Security this morning telling them that, in fact, the online voter registration or the voter registration system had not been the target of an attack, that instead the Russian hackers had attempted to get a system from the Department of Workforce Development.
So that's a little weird. I mean, we spent the weekend thinking that the election system, the registration system, had been the target of a foreign hacking attempt. Now they're saying workforce development, and that's puzzling as to why they would want that. What did Homeland Security give more information about that hacking attempt?
No, Homeland Security has not given any details about that. The Wisconsin election officials say that it's possible that what happened was that this these Russian hackers had been scanning, or they use the term scanning, they've been trying to get into election systems in other states. The same computers were used to try to get into the workforce development, that it is possible that the hackers meant to get to our voting registration system and just hit the wrong target, hit workforce development instead of the Elections Commission. That's speculation. We don't know that's actually what happened, but that's one theory as to why they would go to try to get into workforce development, which is not, you know, the kind of agency you would expect foreign hackers to try to attack.
And one thing I think to make clear, people would be especially interested if voting machines themselves or vote counting machines had been targeted. From all of this and this back and forth, that has not been an apparent target of attacks. Is that correct?
That's right, and part of the reason there would be that those machines are not connected to the internet, so it would be a much different and much harder to do to get into vote tabulating machines or voting machines, because it appears that you'd have to go machine by machine to get into them.
So we've got this Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is still a fairly new thing, and what was their reaction to that initial announcement from Homeland Security that it would seem like something bad had happened on their watch and they didn't know about it from that initial announcement?
Right. So the meeting opened with the chairman of the Elections Commission, Mark Thompson, offering a public apology, saying, I wasn't informed of this until Friday. I should have asked tougher questions of Homeland Security in the past months. I'm sorry to the public that we didn't ferret this out sooner, and we're gonna keep asking Homeland Security about why we weren't informed until more recently. So it had turned out that after learning this information on Friday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission officials had immediately asked Homeland Security, you know, for more detail, and the people they had on the phone said, we can't provide you that information. You need to talk to somebody else at Homeland Security. So then there were a series of back and forth between the state and the federal government over, well, when did this happen? When did you alert anybody of this type of attack or attempted attack? And as Homeland Security provided more information, they said, well, this isn't even our computer system. And then during the course of the meeting this morning is when they got the email from Homeland Security that told them, oh, it turns out that the computers that were targeted by the Russian hackers weren't weren't the systems for the elections.
Now, Patrick, I know you can't read the minds of people on this elections commission, but did you get the sense that there was some frustration with the Homeland Security over the way this information is coming out and being changed?
Yeah, certainly from Mark Thompson, there was some frustration there. I think the commissioners are trying to hold back a little bit until they know more information because things are so unclear. They are, one thing they're pleased about is that they thwarted any attack wherever it may have come from. The State Department of Administration is in charge of cybersecurity for the Elections Commission, and they had the Chief Information Officer for the state testify at this hearing this morning, or not hearing, but at this public meeting this morning about what they knew, when they knew it, what they had done to try to stop any attacks. They feel at the by the end of it all, all the officials said that they felt everybody was doing the right things, but were not doing a good job of communicating with one another. So that's clearly one of their top goals, is to have better interaction with the federal government in particular about potential threats and how to stop them.
Well, Patrick, thanks for untangling all this for us. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
That's Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the recent Department of Homeland Security announcement that Wisconsin's election registration system had been the target of Russian-backed hackers, and their subsequent reversal of that announcement, the clarification that it was a Department of Workforce Development computer that had been the target, apparently.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk about race, racism, and the murder of Emmett Till.